All right, let's turn our attention for a while to our climate. Man, those of you who truly, truly care about our earth, I mean, you truly care about it. And what I mean when I say you truly care about it, I'm not talking so much about the intensity of your caring as I am about the sincerity of your caring. It's not just lip service for you when you say you care about our earth. And when you say you care about our earth, what comes to your mind? What do you really think about? Do you see grass, dirt, trees? What comes to your mind when you say you care about our earth? And when I say our earth right now, I am truly focusing just on the earth. The earth is critical. The people on the earth are critical. The animals on the earth are significant. The birds on the earth are significant. The different types of swimming creatures in the waters of the earth are significant. But when we talk about the earth itself, what comes to your mind? What do you see in your mind? Do you see words? Like, for instance, wind, air. We don't see air itself. We certainly see the pollution that is in some of the air. Sometimes it's a dark brown. Sometimes it's black. Sometimes it's gray. We see the pollution in the air. Do you think about that when you think about Earth's climate? Do you think about water? And when you think about water, do you basically see the word water? Do you see the word water and actual water? Do you have pictures or video images that come to life in your mind of bodies of water that you've seen? What do you see? Lakes? Do you see oceans? Some of you have seen several oceans, more than one. Some of you have seen several lakes. When you've seen those bodies of water, what did you see? What color were the different bodies of water? Some were water green, some of the water blue. Some of it seemed like just almost a clear gray. Some of it brown, looking muddy. What did you see? When you saw the water, did you see anything else in or on the water, like trash? When you think about the earth, our earth, our earth, our earth, and we only have one. I know somebody might be saying, well, how do you know that? Listen, we can only go by what we know. We can only live in the place that does exist, and that is the earth where we are. And so whether you look at it just from a practical standpoint or otherwise, we only have one earth. There's only one earth we are living on. And I think there's probably about 158% probability that this is the only earth we are going to live on. But without a doubt, this is the only one we're on right now. I think we can all agree to that. And some of us truly care about this earth. And because of that, we really are bothered by the fact that there is so much pollution in our air, pollution in our waters, pollution in the ground. Yes, it is so great that we do see grass, flowers, trees, sand. We're at the beach. It's great to see that sand and to walk barefooted with our feet sinking down into that thick white sand. What a great feeling. But what about the pollutants in the ground? Not just trash either, but what about chemicals? The Center for Climate and Energy Solutions, I call them C2 for short, helps us get an idea of what we have going on with this. Human activity is warming the planet. We want to know how much it will warm the planet by the end of the century. Without more progress in curbing emissions, average temperatures could rise between 4.7 degrees Fahrenheit to 8.6 degrees Fahrenheit by the end of this century, compared to the average temperature around the end of the 20th century. Humans, plants, and animals are already feeling the impacts. And those impacts are going to grow over time. Warmer air and warmer and water temperatures, warmer air temperatures and warmer water temperatures are causing sea level to rise and extreme weather events to be more frequent and more intense. And again, the climate experts have been telling us for decades that this would happen. And it is happening. My hat's off to all American citizens of all political affiliations for beginning to really be concerned about what's happening with our climate, with our earth. So unfortunate that our political leaders, at least on one side, are still refusing to care and take actions that show that they care. Let's look some more next Saturday at what's happening with regards to our climate and its impacts. Maybe, I don't know, maybe we can begin to persuade more of our politicians to care enough to make decisions that will help resolve the problem of climate change and where we're taking it. Till next time.